Hooters Famous Wings.
Yeah.
For you and 10 of your friends. And don't forget, stop by Hooters of Rockville tonight, starting at 8. Our own Rob Spiewak is hosting the Hooters Swimsuit Contest.
Yeah.
Right. Enjoy. Lisa, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you to all you moms that had such crappy Mother's Day.
Oh, that was rich.
So long, Squirt.
Ooh, that woman. Jesus. That voice. That just that.
Oh, that poor woman. Boy. But what a sob story.
Yeah. Did I tell you that I had? I told Mike, I think this, that I walked into it with my wife. Same deal. But when she was taking the stuff to go down to Clemson for my kid to move out of the dorm, move into this place.
Right.
Remember, too, she's bringing a vacuum cleaner down there. Mm-hmm. Well, we were having a discussion before she left on Saturday about this, and she calls me up today. She's on the way back up, and she says, "Did you buy a vacuum cleaner?" And I said, "Why would I buy a vacuum cleaner?" She said, "I told you to buy a vacuum cleaner." And I was emphatic. I said, "You did not tell me that." And she said, "We had the discussion. We were in the kitchen, and you said, oh, that would be a nice Mother's Day gift." And that's the light bulb goes off. And I remember this. Hold on. I did have the conversation with the woman. I guess she did say something to me. But it was that point where she was talking to me like Charlie Brown teacher.
Right.
And everything just is...
went out the window.
So, yeah, you know, guilty. I just said, I remember it. Guilty.
Yeah, but there
so
weren't now, any mice skeletons involved
so
now, in it.
No, there were not, Mike.
The dominatrix.
There were not. But I do have ADD.
Yeah, and typewritten letters.
If that helps.
Yeah, you didn't get lost in the mall, though.
There's the vacuum.
There you go. There you go. How you like that? Oh, good for
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth
Johnson. That's right. Pete's wife. Steve's wife.
And I'm glad she gave her full name and gave so many details about her wonderful family.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful woman.
And when we come back, are you ready for the debut of a brand new segment?
Oh,
it's called "We Love to Eat."
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You don't like that, do you?
Pick your destination. A vacay every day in the month of May on Independent Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
You tell that old bandit not to get extravagant. State of Texas, you bandit.
Suck this. The jelly out of the jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream.
Okay. The Don and Mike Show.
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cups. Then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
Got too many things here.
Now, do you want to keep talking to me or see your brother?
The masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Right.
Don't forget, go to our website whenever you can, www.donandmikewebsite.com. Before we start this edition of We Like to Eat.
We Love to Eat?
We Love to Eat. You know what I'm
saying? We Love to Eat.
To help me out? Can you grab me, can somebody grab, there's like, did you see the platter of food?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Of leftover, pastries and stuff?
Yeah.
I need something just as a prop.
Good. I will not require a prop today, but I think having the food in here is essential to do this.
Because you're so good with that, with doing that voice anyway, the voice.
Yeah, but don't you agree having the food in, even having it in here will be good.
We got to have it. It's We Like to Eat.
Yes.
We love to eat. We love to eat.
Which is better? We like or we love?
Love.
Which
love.
Is we funnier? Love.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
We like to eat.
Well, either one way. You know, but Mike, love is such a much...
It is.
It's a stronger, more powerful word.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
We love to eat.
Would somebody please bring us some of that stuff?
Could you bring the platter in?
It's sitting out there in a big platter.
I'll go get it. Bring the platter of food in.
No, don't go get it. Beth Ann? Bridget?
Anyone?
Are you listening? Miss Jones? Bridget Jones? Are you back there?
I think they're scurrying around now trying to find the food. Oh, perhaps it's moved or been removed.
There we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, there it is. Come on, bring it in, Bridget. Thank you very much.
Right here.
Yeah, don't leave it over. Bring it over to the other side.
There you go.
Give me one.
Lovely.
Give me one just so I can have it eat. Thank you. While we're talking to the guy. Mike, you can take one as a prop.
All right, come on.
No, you're working on your diet.
What
proud
are those,
of you?
What are those puffy things close to you, Mike?
Grand muffins.
I see.
Danishes.
Uh-huh.
Chocolate. This is looks like a cranberry muffin.
Oh, there you go.
This is an apple. Oh, it's apple and chocolate.
Wow.
Jeez.
We love to eat.
We love to eat. Here, Rob.
Yes.
Take it away.
Okay, set it down. I'll be right there.
Is there any cream?
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah.
You're going to be our announcer.
Okay.
The name of the show is We Love to Eat.
We Love to Eat.
With Don and Mike. You ready? Put the guy on hold, Rob. Put the guy on hold.
Is he there yet?
That theme song is going to be Brown Sugar.
Good.
Very good.
Okay, as soon as you hear the music.
And it's so good in so many things.
The guy will be on the phone.
Try making a Toll House cookie without it.
Yeah, you can't.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's We Love to Eat with your hosts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Now, here's Don and Mike.
I hate Splenda.
You know, if you're going to make something with real sugar, make it with real sugar.
Welcome. For this edition of We Love to Eat.
This is the show for people that love to eat because the hosts love to eat.
You know I love to eat?
Spicy food. Spicy food.
Mm.
Food. I love all food, but I'll tell you something.
Yes?
I enjoy spicy food more than anything else.
I think there's a guy on the phone.
What's happening, guys?
Is this Blair?
Blair
LaVar. Yeah, you know, I would have brought some dinner with me had I known.
You got a new hot sauce?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to call this a hot sauce. In fact, it's far from a hot sauce.
What do you mean?
I mean that this is the most extreme, hottest ingredient on the planet.
I love hot food.
Hot food can be as good as anything. What do you like to pour it on, Blair?
Well,
can you put it on anything?
About my other hot sauces, you can use them on everything. But if you're talking about this 16 million, you know, you have to realize this is...
God, I love chili.
You love chili?
Chili is so good. And I like to put...
You could make about 6,000 gallons of chili.
Could you put it on eggs?
My tiny little vial of it.
That's a good question, Don. Can you put it on eggs?
I'll ask you. Give me a second.
Okay, you put it on eggs?
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely.
Oh, Blair, have you ever put hot sauce on your eggs?
Every morning.
That's the best. Do you like eggs scrambled, sunny side up, over easy?
No, I love a nice big omelet. That's what I love. Lots
of cheese
in there.
Peppers.
Mushrooms.
Peppers, onions, tomatoes.
You ever have the Grand Slam breakfast? There. That's
never
the one that
what?
Comes with omelets and the hot cakes on the side.
The Grand Slam.
And lots of butter. I like the little scoops of butter where it's like an ice cream cone.
It shows that your hot sauce.
Mm. Give me some of that.
I like that.
It's 8,000 times hotter than Tabasco sauce.
Oh, man. Does that slow you down?
Actually, I think it speeds you up.
Does it really?
It speeds you up to the bathroom if you're not careful.
I swear to God, I love hot food. I like chili, jambalaya, gumbo.
Do you love to eat?
Do you love to eat, Blair?
Love to eat.
Yeah, I love to eat.
I love to eat. My doctor tells me I'm too heavy, but I really enjoy eating.
Well, I tell you all the time.
Yeah.
What does your doctor know? Do what I did.
Yeah.
So what's the big thing you like to eat? What's your favorite?
What don't I like to eat? It's like there's really nothing. I don't like vegetables. I'm not a big fan of vegetables.
So you like a nice big ribeye steak.
I like
nice
a ribeye steak.
Garlic mashed potatoes.
I stay away from a lot of the protein. I like more like breads, pastas. I love pasta, good lasagna.
Okay.
I like spicy desserts.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
I like Ma O'Meara's habanero tarts.
Wow.
Have you ever had one of them?
Now that's a new one.
Did you ever do this?
What?
You ever take like a hot pepper and put cream cheese in it and then put like herbs on top of it and just heat it up in the microwave so that the cream cheese melts out of the pepper?
You know, that sounds absolutely delicious.
How hot?
The better is you take that and wrap some prosciutto.
You ever butter a donut?
How hot is your hot sauce?
What's that?
How hot? My partner was saying, how hot is your hot sauce?
I love to eat.
Don't remind him, he's eating right now.
Oh, okay.
Well,
how hot is your hot sauce?
It's gonna blow your skull off if you try it.
Oh, man, that hot, huh?
That hot.
Is it so hot that you can't enjoy your food?
No.
Can't enjoy
your
food.
It's all about making you feel alive. That is what it's all about.
Oh, I felt alive when I ate a hot meal one time.
I have a bulletin.
Bulletin.
I can't feel my left arm.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Your left arm's numbing up again?
Yeah.
Get it, stretch it out like I told you. Last night I ate a pint of Chubby Hubby out of a bowl made with cheese.
Oh, yeah?
Man, have you ever used, chocolate ice cream with cheese? It's just like apple pie.
Tonight, actually.
It's just like apple pie.
Do you like the Olive Garden?
How do you feel about the Olive Garden?
We love the Olive Garden.
Do you love the, what do you get, the salad all you can eat?
All the breadsticks you can eat. The salad.
Right, I forgot you salad. Like salad.
Why do you, what am I, a rabbit? Jesus. I like the...
I have no idea what you are.
The breadsticks. Oh, man.
See what's good about the salad?
Yeah.
The dressing. I try them. I go in there.
What's the worst part of a potato skin?
I go to Sizzler.
The skin. Why even have it? I said to my waitress the other day, first of all, bring me another. There are only four on the plate. And I said, bring me another. Or do me a favor. Just take the skins away. I don't need the potato. Just all the bacon and cheddar cheese on it.
You're obviously living a very healthy lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Salad.
I stack up onion rings 10 feet high, then it's eating time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you like to do with your hot sauce? What do you put it on? What's your favorite thing to put
it on? I go to a salad bar.
On what?
I like you when I go to a salad bar. It's just the dressing.
You know what I'm putting on? I think it's the best is fish tacos. You ever have a fish taco?
Oh, I don't care for fish.
Is that a sex,
really?
Is that a sex joke?
Fish tacos. He's doing the dirty thing.
No sex jokes.
I told Don this a month ago. A salad bar is not a salad bar unless it's got macaroni. Macaroni salad, is that a salad bar? Or I'm not eating it. My wife lives on pudding. Vanilla, tapioca, all of it. You put it on, can you put your hot sauce on sweets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a little death chocolate party.
I got bulletin. I can feel my baby finger.
He's feeling.